Oh, wait, you can't.
I can't. This is a family-friendly show.
This is what happens
or
in Vegas.
Or is it? Is it? Do we care? Hello, everyone, and welcome to another pile of technical difficulties, but we think we've got them ironed out. We are trying something new very soon. Next week, we are going to bring you a Rollmongers bundle. Starting, let's say, the first time around for next weeks, we will talk about, till the new year, 7:30. 7:30, how would you like to watch us, not just on our channel, at twitch.tv.gmscut, but right here on Dark Galaxies Gaming, playing Star Wars Saga, Dawn of Defiance campaign. We are already into the second season, but we only just started streaming this stuff. If we want to play catch up, then obviously look up We Shot First on podcast and audio, or go to our YouTube channel at Rollmongers Network, podcast on YouTube, and you will find suddenly the switch to video, and you can see us live in little panels like this. We're talking about a simulcast. We are talking about us streaming to our twitch.tv.gmscut, our YouTube, and Twitter simultaneously while doubling down in Dark Galaxies Gaming. And at 7:30, this is a test. We're going to try it for 8 weeks, see if it works, okay? We're going to play an episode of Star Wars Saga Edition Dawn of Defiance campaign We Shot First. Then we're going to restream our The Man from Assyrian Mummy's Mask until those episodes get caught up. Then we're going to change from 4715 in the Galarian calendar to 4717, and you will get to see an episode of Dice Before Dishonor, the War for the Crown AP, and then Age of Ashes, of course. But we're going to crunch it down a little bit. Instead of two-ish hours, all of these are going to be one-hour episode, podcast-friendly, so you can come and go. It's like, oh, well, they're only doing this thing, Mummy's Mask, 8:30, I'll wait till 9:30 until Age of Ashes comes on. You can pick, you can choose, you can come, you can go. All this stuff is going to be posted separately on our YouTube channel, and you can watch it live on Dark Galaxies Gaming every Friday night. You can watch it live every Friday night on twitch.tv.gmscut. But wait, there's more. Rob's show is coming. Starfinder. What if we taped it on Sunday, when you're too busy going to bed for work the next day, and rebroadcast it live for the first time, so it's not like you're going to be missing out on a Friday to start things off, or sometime during that Friday. What? Oh, well, we want a live show, Jeff. What's that? We promised Corey a live show. Ah, but we are here. We are monitoring the chat, so even if you're watching a restream and we're playing something else, or we're just taking a break, there is always a couple cast members and friends of the podcast hovering around the stream, ready to interact with you for your live entertainment. We are talking about 7:30 to 11:30, and eventually, in the new year, I would really like to go 7 to midnight and bring you even more shows from Dicewise Entertainment. Shout out to our sponsor, Fantasy Grounds, for providing us with the second edition core book and the Age of Ashes book one, Hell Knight Hill, and some Starfinder junk, whole bunch of fool things for Rob. And then, of course, Rob's greedy. He didn't just take what they gave. He went and got more stuff because we want to bring you more content. So, gentlemen, let's go around the house. I am GM Jeff Ball. I am excited to be here. I'm sorry I'm here late because I have to work tonight, but that's going to be a rare thing. Work some things out with the boss and the chaos. So now we're going to be streaming, like I said, starting November 8th. You're going to see us here in some kind of capacity. I'm GM Jeff Ball, your host for several of the shows, but we have not one, not two, but three GMs. Have you seen the Simply Second Edition podcast with Rob GMing, with Jarrett Mercer GMing? Have you seen what's coming where we're going to get Philip Trout to do a one-shot in the Pure Steam book? But it's not going to be set on the Alternate America. It's going to actually be set right here in Galarian. And we'll see how his one-shot goes. Maybe we'll give him a show, Rob. What do you think? What do you think, Matt? Pure Steam show? Do you think that would sell? People like Pure Steam, right? Brown is the new black? No?
I certainly hope so.
Oh, yeah.
Pure Steam would be awesome. It's an awesome game setting. Like, I think that if people like it, we should do more of it.
I know Rob's a huge fan of the ITs.
I guess. Yeah, I am.
But tonight, getting back to our Age of Ashes, our bundle of dwarves, we have our leader. Yeah, he might be charismatic. No, he's not charismatic. But I just defunct it. They haven't really voted amongst themselves. I just say Frank leads them because he makes the decisive actions, the decisive hits, and the decisive crits. Which reminds me, gentlemen, looky what Daddy bought. I have the Fumble deck for second edition Pathfinder.
Ooh.
Sitting right here.
I'm not liking that.
Next
this
to the crit.
Excites.
Oh wait. There's
also
more.
Fears me.
I also have both decks for Starfinder. Yes, we have a complete set for just about every game we play, and the fun shall begin shortly. So, tonight's right hand, my trigger man, and doubling down in the Twitch stream eventually next week, we have Rob Hammond, NPCing.
Good evening.
Dulgan Trusier. We have our resident rules lawyer. Not overly chatty as a character, but the man everyone perks up to listen to as soon as we screw something up. Joe Gibson is in the house.
Hello, hello.
Playing as drunken cleric, or sorry, is it alcoholic, or is it? What do you worship? Does it make you an alcoholic automatically, or how does it work?
No, it doesn't work that way, but it's just what I decided.
It should.
It should.
Leading our fearless three dwarves, Charlie's Angel insignia pending, still working some things out with some artists. Frank Hamilton is playing Theon. And I forget your last name.
Hello. Theon. I forgot his last name too.
Is it an anvil bender?
No, that's...
I believe it was.
No, that's...
No, that's Muros.
Yeah, Muros anvil bender.
That's Muros the Freshmaker. Muros anvil bender. well, Frank's figuring out his name. We have Ryan Messina here tonight playing Muros anvil bender, the dwarven monk.
Hi!
We have, of course, the guy with the last word, the overdramatic phrases and wiggly fingers.
And Jim is done with the slow motion.
Oh, no. Hey,
he seems fine to me.
Tech problems? Say it in the chat. Don't say it live. We don't want to draw any more trouble. We've screwed this up badly enough. Just play through. Just play through, bro.
Gotcha.
Matt Witt is in the house playing Albert Stonechugger. There he is.
That's me, Stonechugger.
Actually, Rob, you're a little bit loud on the mic. I will say that before we...
How's that?
Before we continue on. Not too shabby. All right. Now, when we left off, these guys were down to three because first... The bard, played NPC bard, slams a door on the new cleric's face and stomps off, mumbling something about checking the perimeter or on the goblins. Then we had a useful cleric of the happy drinking party god, Caden. Thank you. What's his last name?
Glorious.
Yeah.
Glorious.
Glorious Caden.
Glory hole. Caden Carillion?
What?
Caden? No?
Caden Callion.
There we go. Now say that three times fast and you're welcome to my world. He traveled a little bit with us and then again sort of summarily disappeared to go check on the goblins. And then we met an NPC. I'm going nowhere. I have a mission here. I have purpose. I'm written right into the module. So Alec Stagram is going to stay for a little while unless he's booted off the island.
Or we eat him.
Depends on... I go nicely with the light lemon sauce. Pulling up some maps here. Trying to remember. Well, I want to know what's taken the bard and what's taken... I mean, we know they didn't show up to play the game, but you know, if you had to cover, if you guys suddenly showed up, oh, there they are, coming back through the door, still arguing about who should be here and who has a right to be here. If Alec, oh, who are these? You know, what would you say? What's your excuse for being absent? What were you doing?
Drinking.
Hero point.
Right.
And what?
It's hard to follow.
I've been told I've been tight with them, you know. Apparently you're supposed
to... Who's the stranger? Asking where I've been.
My name is Alex Stagram. I'm an emanager of the Varisian Hell Knight. An Order of the Nail hopeful. And more help to these lads in the last few episodes than two of you have been this entire podcast. Excuse me, I must take my pills. And he leaves. No, seriously. We don't need six people. Here he goes. I go check on the goblins. Ah, it's my turn. I gotta go take a... I gotta go drain the Hell Knight. Excuse me. He exits the stage left, you know. No XP for you. Apparently, I don't divvy up the XP, but they do draw more aggro and you know, encounters. But still, so gentlemen, reunited, I am going to take out Alec. We're going to put in both Dahlgren and Niles. Niles Albright.
That's right.
Being played by Joe tonight. And bring up the map here.
Oh, bye bye.
There we go. Isn't that lovely?
Ooh, a beautiful picture.
So, I want to draw your attention to the fact that it's, what are we on here? Is it midday? Sunsetting?
Been taking our time searching everything as we go. So I'd say we're probably mid-afternoon by now. Starting out 9 a.m. Spending 30 minutes here, 30 minutes there.
Okay.
It's... just about time for third breakfasts, which is, you know, we pass around the flask.
Some wheat and some ale.
Barley sandwiches.
Who's the time for chewing? You got to just guzzle it down.
It's the most efficient way to deliver nutrients to a dwarven constitution.
Hi, this is Elbrook. He's a smart, learned dwarf, you know. He studied things from books with words and pictures. Not so many pictures, but more words.
He sounded just like Jacksepticeye. Sorry. And the children. Sorry. First one in line. First one in line for nap time.
Well, I was just way over there in the corner there. I've never known a humanly skeleton or more of a monster skeleton. Aren't they all just skeletons?
You guys have not been around long enough. Which you've been around as long as I have, which I've seen.
What have you seen?
Many, many monsters. Dragon skeletons. Orc skeletons. They can't be told apart, you know. You gotta look closely. But then again, smashy, smashy. Much better way to deal with the problem.
Hey, that's a policy I can get behind.
So, gentlemen, are you ready to call it a day? Or do you wish
we
to
just started.
On?
Hey guys.
Well, I'm doing all right. I got nicked in the side.
Minus one hero point for Joe. Being smart ass.
I think we've got a wee bit more fight left in us. We could press on a bit.
Do your lads need any healing?
Hey, I got this one large gash up inside here, followed up with all the vitals that are pouring out. I'd rather them not be. I've been trying to hold them, but every time I do this little bit of a flip thing, it just goes splashing out all over the side again. You think you got something for that then?
Oh, yes, I do. Just let me take a look. Excuse me.
Yeah, okay. It's right here. Just take a look.
Yeah.
While the cleric is examining the wounds.
I hate to disturb you, but we've gotten some sound issues on Twitch.
What's the matter?
Apparently they can't hear everybody, and I would assume that it's because Zoom isn't coming through.
Ooh.
There we go. Fixed.
Excellent. Yay. Can you hear me now?
waiting.
Yeah, very much thanks to Upper Butt.
Hooray for Upper Butt!
Please hear for Upper Butt.
That's like a dwarven mascot, right? You guys find that goblin dog, you call him Upper Butt. No, not that I was comparing.
Be careful to what you wish for.
Helpful viewers. All right.
So, well, you were saying...
Thank you, but
no, so rudely interrupted.
No. We don't want to do another 20 minutes with audio off. There's a lot of glitching and stuff here. Well, we're working it out. But hey, you know, we are new to live streaming. We've only been podcasting for 2 years, and we're very new to the video and live stream aspect. But the quicker we get the stuff help from you ironed out, the better. But of course, we're always pushing the envelope. We're like, every week, we're like, oh, we're going to try something new. New sound effects, do this, new that. And it sometimes causes a ripple, and we do apologize. But thank you for bearing with us. I would like the scene to draw away from our jail, away from our sniffly cleric, who's leaning too far into the mic in the wound. And I would like you to watch the sun set, rise once, maybe even twice, and come down upon the city of Breach Hill itself. We're talking about the future. Now, in the future, there are several taverns. There's the Wizard's Grace. There is the Kelgan's Temple Mug. Oh, I forgot the name of that already. Where are you from, Joe?
Kelgan's Keg.
And in Kelgan's Keg sits a halfling cleric known to everyone. She sits there with a tear and a beer, as it were. The proprietor asks her if she's not going to go see or support her former comrades and what's about to happen. She just shakes her head solemnly no and continues to drink. The scene cuts to outside, where a very angry mob, jeering and kajeering, stand behind whatever town guard and security are left after the fire, and the town council all lined up with grim faces, sort of an impromptu tables and podium put forward because, well, as we well know, the town hall burnt down. So it's with great irony and, shall we say, a solemn occasion that The council tries to draw the crowd to order. Bring forth the prisoner, one of the councilmen say. A figure appears, heavily chained and shackled. People start throwing cabbages and tomatoes at this person. They do not hold their head high. They do not hold their head low. They merely stare straight ahead into the void that's before them. This dwarf is marched along the Breach Hill masses and taken to another structure, a water tower out in front of the main courtyard on the peninsula, where a makeshift hangman's, shall we say, nuisance setup has been rigged with a table. The dwarf is marched, paraded, scolded, gejeered, set to rest on top of this table, and a heavy, thick rope noose nestled around his neck. The crowd settles a little, but not a lot. The dwarf turns his head once to a fellow dwarves assembled that he called kinsmen. A solemn nod is all he gives them, and then turns his stare back face forward, not really looking at anyone or anything. The head council member, she steps forward. She says, answering to the charges of murder in the first degree, manslaughter in the second and third degree, and a whole bunch of other stuff that we'll get later outside of this cutscene in the fourth degree, the accused stands before us this day. What say you, councilman? The dwarf that was saved by these very four dwarves and halfling who is absent hangs his head low in shame. Councilman, the leader repeats. He lifts his head and barely mumbles the word guilty. And so down the line it goes. Guilty. 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 And finally, the crowd and the councilman turns to the last council member, senior member Posani. Innocent, he says with a wry grin. The crowd doesn't seem to like that. He sits there with a smug grin, almost daring anyone to, you know, give him shit for it. Does the accused have any last words? The council has voted for, against, and one without. The mob actually subsides its cheers for a moment. The dwarf turns his gaze from space down to the head councilman. He opens his mouth and he speaks. Meanwhile, 24 hours earlier, young Niles Albright stands back from his medical work attending Miros and says,
"You're healed."
Oi, that is better. I like your technique there. Using alcohol to cure everything.
Yeah. No. So everybody just has little nicks and scratches, more or less?
I'm fine.
Right. Oh, I just got this wee little nick on me arm. Nothing serious. I'll survive.
Try to use the cleric as much as you can, because the last one left you for, you know.
Yeah.
We all know medicine. Oh, what am I doing here?
Yeah, I'll just cast heal as a three action.
Ooh.
So everybody, I guess I should move.
Oh, is that
closer.
What they did instead of the whole channeling thing?
Yes.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, so like one action, your heal has the range of touch. Two actions, it has range up to 30 feet. And it increases it from D6 to D8. Or sorry, restores by 8. Sorry. And then three is a burst, 30 foot. All living creatures and all undead.
Oh, that would have been super handy in the last encounter, just saying.
Yeah.
You guys did fine.
Oh, nothing stands a chance against the drunken dwarves.
Yes, well, now that I got my crit and fumble deck, we'll see if it becomes... I had a peek. You know, I don't think there's...
So do we still get the choice? Like, if we want it to be a crit, we can just do double damage? Or can we be like, I would like a card from the deck, sir?
Well, I haven't seen the decks. Take the deck.
Yeah, considering there's triple damage and all kinds of interesting stuff that we got into, how many 20s and 1s are whirled? Oh, another 20, double damage. Another 20, double damage. I would really it's like true. It if you guys use the deck just so that...
Hey, it's all with Fantasy Grounds, it's all in the wrist.
No, it's not.
Yeah, shout out thanks to our sponsor, again. Gentlemen,
I know, they're
on.
So awesome. Yay, yeah. Fantasy Grounds!
Yay!
So,
so I will heal everybody in a 30-foot radius by 8 hit points.
Okay, boys, bring your such and whatnot to the appropriate.
Well, that feels better. Thank you.
No problem. Oh, they're real high, actually. Ta-da!
And I don't remember if we actually got into searching the skeleton remains. Did we do that already? I think we did, didn't we?
Yes,
we
I
were looking for
so.
A key.
Oh, right.
Oh, you guys like knocked over like 4 lockers. Remember, wasn't much on the actual. There wasn't much.
And
on
we
the
found
actual.
A lot of poison
from buggered rolls. Yeah,
we're hey, pretty guys. Sure this is a Kool-Aid cult.
care to pass some of those elixirs around now that we have more religious and arcane and occult knowledgeables back here with
oh,
us?
Oh, sure.
It's poison. Just stay away. Just pour it out.
Do you guys remember what you got your hands on? There's the party sheet. Hey, the party sheet. With all kinds of wonderful stuff. No? They start pouring out liquids in front of you. You don't want this. Like, guys,
there we go. What do they got here?
Inventory. Oh, look at all that fancy stuff.
Yeah, but like I said, you haven't identified all of it, so.
Well, I can do what...
But how do we heal?
Oh, just take your wounds out. Just highlight the wounds and hit 0.
Ooh! Fancy. Thank you.
Or reduce it by however much.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So, who's got the Jade Cat? Like, the actual clasp? Who ended up with that? Theron?
No, it wasn't me.
No, I think I got that.
Okay. Do you have it on your sheet?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so what I want to do is...
I got an owl, bear, talon, 2 minor heal pots, and a crude map of the Citadel dungeon.
Okay.
On my sheet.
Not playing nice. I'll try and get this onto you. There, you have one now? Oh, now it says there's 2. By giving you 1, it's spawned 2 on the...
Doesn't even show it, so...
All right. Well, we'll figure that out.
Oh, magical... Is that the magical necklace?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's on there.
So it says magical necklace.
That's what it says.
Oh, okay. Now, were you able to figure out what it does? No.
No.
Right. So again, while we held this up in front of us, gentlemen, did you want our bard and our cleric to have a look at this stuff?
Oh, sure. Gentlemen, look what we found so far.
Ooh, goodies.
A few flasks of poison.
Get rid of those.
Yeah. Spam the arcane and religion rolls, boys.
Okay, arcane it is.
Religion it is.
16.
I can't see my own screen. I want to say that's a 14.
It is.
Now, do you want rolls for both or just...
Yeah, just keep coming. Yeah, yeah. Both should do both.
I'll try religion next for 16.
Oh, now I gotta find more stuff.
Well, why don't you each give me like a good 8 to 10 arcane and then switch and religion and, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, I'll go to religion first because it's my better bonus.
Okay.
Or is it?
Oh, nope. Off we go to arcane checks.
They got a bunch of low grade silver weapons. And I think there's more than enough to go around, too.
Yes, just a flick of the wrist, and it always rolls awesome.
So I have this in
this
the
is you.
I have this stuff in the. All right. Enough, enough. Stop it.
Well, you said 7 or 8.
Terrible rolls.
I'm in between yous. Sorry.
You didn't say that.
We keep passing it back and forth. Yeah. You look at it. Oh, you look at it.
They just start crawling over the rest of you guys and your stuff. Oh, what's this over here? I have them listed on the party sheet, and then they have an ID. And then when I click the ID from no to yes, you guys should be able to see what the stuff actually is because you've
Sweet,
identified.
There's a scroll, too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you guys can, you know, do some nixing. But right now, I'll just say it's, you know, assorted stuff. People are good to go. That, awesome. That kind of thing.
Yay.
Yeah.
Holy gosh, it's a lot of stuff.
With only 24 hours till the verdict is in, gentlemen, shall we see what happened leading up to those events? What do you guys want to do next?
Have a drink. Think about it.
Oh, come on. There's plenty of Castle Dungeon left. Look at all this.
We should be moving on. There's no point in staying here. We already know what's here. It's those other doors. We got no clues.
Well, finally, I've been waiting for you.
Well, I'm just having a look about, listening to you guys mumble to each other.
We'll follow you right through that door, after you.
All right, I will kind of cautiously move my way down.
I'll follow behind.
Right up to the door.
And I'll follow behind Miros.
And I'll come over here.
I will cautiously put my hand upon the door. Ha! Bust it open using my best dwarven stealth.
This grim administrative office has a heavy wooden desk, armchairs, and filing cabinets that are still largely intact, though most of the furniture drawers have been pulled out and ransacked. What do you do?
Let's give a solid search through while I move over here, out of the way. That seems to be the call. Once we get to a room, we give a solid search through.
Okay, I'll go search over here.
Okay.
I'll take a gander at the
Okay, back up for a second here. Let's retrace those three moves.
Okay.
Go back here.
We got Theron at the door, right? He comes straight in along the desk, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking around, so kind of perception from all as you enter the room. We'll start with Theon.
Ten.
Okay.
I look around.
As you were, and go back to where you stopped. Yeah. Next, Theon, can we put you like in a square?
I feel like I'm in a square.
Thank you.
I don't feel dis-squared at all.
Who was next into the room, Elbrick or?
Miros.
It was Miros, then me.
Okay. So
no, Miros. Then me.
So you're all stuck in the doorway. Who's next?
Wait. Oh,
so perceptive.
I today sometimes. A 24.
Okay. And where did you head to?
Behind Theon.
Okay. You believe you see something move and sort of get up on the far side of the room.
Ah, Theon!
Hey.
10 o'clock!
The last arcana and religion check are the last skills used by the bard and the cleric before I could get them in the room to do perception, so you're going to have to go off of those. And Albrecht was... What were you doing, Al?
Oh, I was following Muros. But previous to that, bashing the skull of a skeleton, picking a lock...
All right, we'll just leave you at you. What you got
I'll
down
take
here.
My perception. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
17.
Okay. So, starting with Muros, suddenly a shaggy beastie gets up, and it's that time. First, I'm going to show off our brand new part of the overlay, and we go to battle mode. Makes things a little bit more dramatic with flames licking around all the windows.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay.
Kudos, my friend. Kudos.
And then instead of feeding the battle music directly to the feed, I'm going to see if I can't get you guys to be, shall we say, a little bit more, you know, on edge and in the mood, and hopefully it won't be too bad, is I'm going to set up the battle music so that you guys can hear it. So starting...
Anathem seems to like the fire as well.
Starting with... you guys hear that?
A little bit.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be ambient. Like, we don't want it to, like, drown out what we're doing. But, starting with Muros, you spot a beastie. What do you do?
Ah, I spotted a beastie!
Knowledge nature?
Yeah!
But that's going to cost you an action. So,
that's okay.
Do you care to identify it before you know? Talking's free, sure, but
No. Sounds right. I've got no kind of beasties I'm going to be baiting on.
Okay. Go right ahead.
Knowledge nature. Ha! 10.
Okay. That's good enough for a warg. And the cool thing is on the actual encounter sheet, I have an ID button that I can undo. And now you actually know that this thing's a warg.
Ooh.
Pretty cool.
Fancy.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So, Miros, two actions left in your economy. What do you do? Albrecht, you're on deck.
The first thing I'm going to do is go into my traditional mountain stance. I just go more blocky. I was more blocky before, but somehow I got blockier. Oh, yeah. Still getting used to second hit. No charging action. Okay.
It's like 10 feet away.
Yeah, but...
This room is barely 15 by 15 with a corner cut off and two doors.
I know, but I mean, I can't attack it, is what I'm saying.
Why not?
Why not move and attack?
Yeah.
Well, I thought using the lore was a action.
But it's like a single action. You have two left.
And then going to mountain stance is an action.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right.
So you want to go into mountain stance and stay
get
put?
Out of the way, cousin.
Why don't you say that?
I believe you can still move through friendlies for free. I'm pretty sure.
I'll go over here on the far side of Theon.
All right.
It's a warg.
Okay.
A warg.
Warg. Big Al.
Big Al. All right, then. Do-do-do-do-do. There's a warg. Oh, I love these things. And I run into the room. 1, 2, 3, 4. And one action does that. And second action does... trademark move. Ray of Frost. I just have to grab this thing right here. Find the warg. Control. Click. Yeah. I did it. Just do it. There we go. 20. A ranged spell attack of 20 to the beastie. But a hit.
Yes, I believe it does. And your damage,
excellent.
Sir?
Excellent. My damage is 1d4 plus... Really? Plus 3? 4 plus 3. Yeah, 1d4 plus 3. I wish they had a damage click here for that, but I'm just going to smash that on here. For 6 points of damage.
Ooh. Okay.
And that is my turn, sir.
Next up, we have it... You freeze a paw. We've done this before. The fur, stiffens up, turns white. It snarls in sort of a high-pitched protest. And it is Theoan's turn. And it turns and gets ready. It's on deck. Theoan.
It's on deck. Theoan, all right, well.
Theoan, you're up.
I'll step past Miros, right to there. Mm-hmm. And I'll ask it in my prettiest voice, die.
Okay.
So I'll give it a good chop right here. Hi-ya! Do you mind chop it? I'm clicking on my button. Here we go. Does a 23 hit?
Oh, so close. Yes.
So close. Hadouken! 9 points.
9, you say?
I will attack it one more time.
Okay. Now you guys should be... I've unlocked the map. If you guys look at the very top of the map here, you should see certain markers. Okay. If you click on, if you hover over it, there's one that says target enemy units. So it should automatically, so the damage registers.
Well, you'll have to do that for me because I didn't do that.
I'm just saying you can do it now. Okay. I'll do your 9.
Okay. I've already rolled my second damage though.
Oh, what's the second one?
Kill him. 13.
Okay. So we're up to 22 total.
Yes.
It's badly hurt, but still here and getting right pissed. The cleric's getting very excited. Do you have any... I can hear him wheezing from here. Do you have any other actions, sir?
That was a move and 2 attacks. I think I'm good.
All right. Our, our beastie. Today's warg. Okay. This massive, massive canine... wolfish looking goblin favored beastie. you know, sort of was in a corner, took some frostbite, you know, turned, starts getting up, and you guys come and start chopping it. And now it just sort of bristles at you guys and lunges for Theoan with its jaws. So I'm going to just quickly take a second to make Theoan my target.
I've probably got its attention now, don't I?
With a 30.
Oh!
That's a critical.
Yeah, that,
now,
that hit kinda.
I was just reading the rules on the deck. It's a natural one that gets the critical fumble, not.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I'm assuming, you know, I could pop it back out here. The rules on the crit deck is like the natural 20 is what pulls the card. So we could kind of have our cake and eat it too. If you guys get a crit by getting 10 over, right, you get your double damage. If you roll natural 20. Then we'll pull the crit deck, and the same thing for the fumble. This is good so that if you guys don't roll under 10 all the time, you'll be constantly fumbling everything, and that would kind of suck. Now, where are we here? Yeah, natural 20. And then there's all kinds of, like, the deadly variant using any crit, blah, blah, blah. But I think we're good with the sort of, you know, the naturals coming up. And so, for you, sir, only the critical damage, okay? This thing sinks its teeth into your leg and grabs hold of you and does...
Ouch.
Yeah, 16 points of damage and has a hold of you, has grabbed you. Joe, can you talk to us about the grab condition? Is this something on Theo and I have to...
Hey, that's perfect. That means he's not going far without me. Ah, me leg! Let go! As its teeth sink in.
Sure what you want to know about grab condition.
How it affects the two combatants?
That's a good question. I have no idea.
I was saying, now, there's the tabs in the right. We might be able to get to it quicker, but I'm going to move on to Dahlgren and Niles. Okay? So if y'all would be so kind to find out, even Frank, you know, we're not going to rely so heavily on Joe. Now, shout out to Matthew Bell, who's been a huge help lately, has taken the time to statically go through everything that we've sort of gray areaed. And tried to clear those up with us in emails, and we do greatly appreciate it. Do we remember all of it from last week? Probably not. Bear with us. But I have no problem with fans poking the bear. You just keep going, hey, remember this? Hey, remember this? And, you know, eventually again and again and again, as we flip from second edition to first edition to first edition to Starfinder, Star Wars, sooner or later, I'm pretty sure the rules, you know, from each set will sink in. So you must, again, forgive us. But for right now, Dahlgren, you're up. Niles, you're on deck. Get Frank and those to look up what's going to happen in the grab. Dahlgren, what do you want to do?
Do I have a line of sight, Theoan?
Oops. Sorry, I ungrabbed Theoan. Yeah. Whoever did that, put that back. Sorry.
I did it. And yes, you are directly across from me, 5, 10, 15, 20-ish feet away.
I cast Soothe.
Ooh, that's a fun bard spell, but kind of new to the roster of D&D-ish, so please explain.
Okay, well, what Soothe does is it's generally designed to calm somebody down to begin with, to boost their mental defenses, but also it will heal their wounds for D10 plus 4 hit points, and a plus 2 stat bonus to saves for mental effects for the duration of the spell.
Okay,
well, nice.
I thought so. So I shall roll what you get back. So that would be Theo, and you'll get 8 points back, and you feel really calm. You're chilled right out now.
That's fantastic, man.
Like more chilled than you usually are.
Hey, that's groovy.
And with my next attack, I will pull out my crossbow and load it. So that's the last of my actions.
Okay. Now we're showing a little icon over here, Theoan, that's showing that, you know, you're being manhandled, as it were.
Yep.
Okay. And you're a little quiet there. I need you to keep leaning in there, Theoan, because you keep...
I'm sorry, I'm like moving.
I can actually hear Joe breathing louder than you talking.
Well, it's because I'm being grabbed and drug about.
And Joe's muted.
Okay. Well, maybe it's you. Someone's rasping on me here. Anyway, Dahlgren, you're done. Niles, you're up to end the round.
All right. Sorry. Just, yeah, that's not me breathing.
Sorry. Thought it was you because you were all sniffly last week.
Oh, yeah, I'm still sniffly, but forgive me. Yep, sort of like that. I am going to cast Forbidden Ward.
Ooh.
That sounds fun.
Forbidden Ward. It's a somatic verbal. And one ally and one enemy. I ward the ally against the attacks and the hostile spells from target enemy. obviously we don't have to worry about spells, but target ally gains a plus one stat bonus to AC and saving throws. Obviously, I'm casting this at Theon.
Okay. Do you have line of sight? Can I move up? There's like a giant bookshelf in front of you.
All right. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Hey, look at that. 30. I'm human. I can move everywhere.
10 feet through the door is fine. I'll stop bitching. Thank you, smartass.
And now I'll cast.
All right. Hear the magic? Get that magic feeling.
Yes.
That's good,
fancy.
Eh? Yeah.
Feel the magic.
That was pretty cool.
Fancy.
Thank you. I've been practicing on Sunday nights with Rob's new cast and spamming all kinds of... I'm a player, so it's like, I don't have to run tech and DM into the stuff. I'm bored. I'm just a player waiting for my turn, so I'm like spamming all kinds of music, driving everybody nuts. Sound effects. Anyway, Niles, anything else, sir?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, so is there a way to actually put the spell onto the character so it's auto, or do we just got to remember that he's got a plus one AC and yada yada?
I will try.
Okay.
So I will target friendly.
Yeah, see if there's a target friendly and see if you can't do something about that. The round... Sorry?
Yep, and I'll just try to drop it on him. So.
All right.
I don't know if that worked or not.
The round ends. Beginning next round. Miros, you're up. Elbrick, you're on deck. Miros, what do you want to do? This warg has a hold of Theon's leg and won't let go. And it's sort of... Got one leg, like one foot off the ground and kind of pulling his balance back, and he's having trouble with the axe here.
No, that's not good. Oh, I gotta go remedy that. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna do a little tumble over the top of the desk here to get beside my cousin Theon.
Oh, right on, lad, off the top rope.
Hiya! Actually, yes. Yeah, yeah. I'll think of all. Do a little move in that direction.
Puts his little Nuchalubre mask on, you know, and climbs the rope.
A new contestant has arrived.
Yeah, no kidding.
And now this warg, it's going to get the batons.
All right.
As I rain a flurry of blows down upon its head.
Okay.
Saying, let go.
Can I have a very simple flat five check or athletics just to clamber over this and, you know.
Oh, gladly.
We have no idea how sturdy this stuff is. It could fall apart on you, you know.
Athletics or acrobatics?
Your choice. Do you want to like flip over the table or jump on, like flip onto the table, or you just want to kind of like climb up and jump up?
I will acrobatically.
Okay. So you're going to like vault the table.
Yes. Yeah.
Awesome. Go for it.
One hand on the hole. Yep. Ada. Nice. Eight.
It's a good thing I set the DC low, so it's like, you know. You guys see him vault the table, and his shin roughly bangs the table, and you guys can see it and practically feel it. But he doesn't wince. Oh. He doesn't wince, and he holds his ground. Hence is the mountain stance. You'll be taking double shots later for the pain, but just saying. All right, Miros, what else you got?
Hey, quick question here. Yes? Accidentally grabbed myself.
Really?
Do you want me to reach for the crit or the fumble deck?
No, Mom, it was an accident, I swear.
I just wanted to know, did grabbing actually do something to me? Or is this just happens to everybody?
Well, there's that time. Theon, you haven't given the talk yet?
Come on, Dad. Man.
The time in every dwarf's life, yeah.
No, I was talking to DM Daddy.
Oh, sorry. I don't have the grab condition on you anymore.
Okay.
You're clear.
Very good.
And we'll discuss what it is when we get to Theon and his chomped upon leg. But for you, sir, I had to remove that.
Batons!
Okay.
I use a flurry of blows.
Okay.
For my second action.
So, go ahead.
Attack A. 11.
Sorry, no.
Attack A.
I know. Cool. I noticed eight. This move has like an actual name.
Oh, falling, what, flurry of blows?
No, falling stone strike. Yeah.
Falling stone strike.
Because okay. He's in his mountain stance.
Yeah, but he calls it the beatens, but I was just curious if he was like Poe, you know, like falling stone strike. You know?
You know? We could rename it for you. I know
pulling,
how to do that.
Pulling the anime card out and throwing it on the table.
Oh, give it time. You know, less awkward times when there's less grabbing involved.
Rob, if you're at 100, I need you to come down to 90. You're blowing at the mic.
So that missed. So let's try Kick of Justice. Ha! Oh.
Five. There is no justice for you, sir.
Hey.
And not to be a douche, pardon cleanly expression, but he did roll a natural one.
Well,
yes, he did. I didn't see that. Oh, thank you. I'm so happy. I just got these the other day. Yeah, natural one is a
critical fail every time.
Natural, right?
I'm going for the drop your weapon. Please drop your weapon.
I'm so happy that I got this.
His hands fall off. And
I'm so happy it's you, Messina. Don't ask me why. I'm just so happy. Now, I'm going to fan the cards out because I ain't getting responsible for this. So just like playing a golfing game, you just say when. And I'm just rolling across the cards here.
No, we got to do the yo-le-hi-yo.
Go.
Now!
Without even looking at the cards, I'm still looking at the camera. Okay, I drop these suckers down here. And you have a bludgeoning weapon?
I do.
Oh, even better. It says unarmed. That'd be you. Melee ranged, unarmed, and spell. Okay. Didn't you say something about hitting yourself? Or touching yourself?
I grabbed myself accidentally.
Okay.
You sure did.
He must have grabbed himself really hard because until healed, you are deafened.
Okay. I'm good with this.
So we're going to add the deafened condition to you.
Is that the fumble?
Yeah. Until healed, he's deafened.
He punched himself in the head?
So he grabbed himself. So, wow.
I went for a Hulk smash, and I did it to,
I don't see how to pull this up.
Your head.
I don't see how to pull up what the deafened does, though, like what it actually...
What?
It makes you deaf, Jeff.
No, I mean like the penalties, smartass. You all have the tables and shit in front of you. Help a DM out here, okay? I'll just make shit up.
On it.
Thank you. Miros.
Oi.
Strike and a miss and a fumble. And you're deaf. The ringing in your ears after grabbing yourself is nasty. Elbrick, you're up. Theoan, you're on deck.
You see the whiff fest. Oh, well, that didn't turn out like I thought it would. What should I do? Magic missile! Pew, 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 pew.
Okay.
And it just hits. 1d4 plus 1 times 3.
It hits with amazing sound effects.
One.
It's my high-tech pew-pew.
Two.
Did you not hear my pew-pew?
Ah, crap. So I had one to those last two. So the first one was 2, the second one was 4, and the last one was 2, for a total of 8 points of damage.
8 points, you say?
Yep.
Well, let's go on here to our beastie. Still here. Bad shape.
Oh, no!
Bad shape. It reels. It's mad. I wouldn't say it's staggered like the condition, but it's definitely doing the rapid blink. And
starts kind of, shaking its head.
Yeah, backed into a corner and, not doing well at all. How dare they put a single monster against a horde of dwarves? That's, I can't wait till this gets a little bit more ramped up.
A horde of irritated dwarves.
Yes. Al, you got anything left?
That's it for me.
Theoan, let's talk about grabbed.
I'm grabbed. Okay, so I'm held in place by another creature, giving me the flat-footed and immobilized condition. Ooh. If I attempt a manipulate action while grabbed, I have to succeed a DC 5 flat check, or that action is lost. Roll the check after spending the action, but before any effects are applied.
Okay. Now, flat check is a raw D20 roll, no bonuses. It is literally flat. You roll a D20, and you need 5 or better to have anything succeed. There's no bonus, there's no dex, there's no... Does this go off of my... They really mean a raw D20 roll.
There you go.
With a 6.
So I'm able to maintain me footing. Hey, off me, you dumb thing. What is this, a warg? Never heard of her. And I will switch quickly to my actions, and I will super chop. Does a 14 hit?
Okay.
No.
No. That's right, because I have it targeted.
Yeah. Rob, how'd you get that in the chat? Did you pull it off of something?
Yeah, grabbed it from Archives of Nethys.
Oh, so you cut and paste it here? I've tried to cut and paste stuff into this chat and it never works for me, so I'm wondering how you actually got dialogue into the chat.
Oh, you whacked it!
I too cut and pasted, but I used the player's handbook.
Fancy.
So I lay a deep chop into its head as it's gnawing on me leg bone. Yeah, 15 points of damage. It acquires the status dying.
We watched the 3 feet of blood spray from that. That's just beautiful.
Once again, Theon for the kill shot. And it slumps to the ground going, everybody, it's always you.
Papa.
Mama. Yeah. <You're>, hey, yeah, I've been told that was one of my better performances. Not doing the crazy king, just those 3 seconds of doing Buddy's death. But anyway. And victory! What a surprise.
Now, before we start dancing, make sure it's dead. Make sure it's dead.
Oh, you know, fun. It gains the dying one condition.
It looks dead.
Yeah. Taking a moment for the next, you know, Miros, did you want to finish it off?
What's that?
It's learned the error of its ways.
Don't worry, you can hear the DM. The player can.
You'll never leave a live enemy behind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, leave that to Theon. I don't get between his axe and what he's swinging on.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
Theon, hit it again.
You're still 3 times as loud, Rob. I need you back to down to 80, maybe. I think it's great we fixed back your problem, but now it's just like, you know.
And now it's crazy.
Here's me, here's everybody else, and here's Rob. It's like, whoa.
Is that better?
That's too far. Come back a quarter what you lost.
Actually, I think it's on top of the mic itself. How's that?
No, that's good. That's good. Anyway.
There you go.
So, gentlemen, another successful battle. The only real damage and things getting messed up going to Miro. So, you know, it's fine. It's fine. You guys are fine. And we will see you next time on Dicewise Entertainment Presents Age of Ashes, podcast title pending. Let's go around the room. My vote is for Dwarves Against the Storm. Rob? What would you call this if we actually turn this into a podcast? Well, it is, but...
You know what? I want to hear everybody else's choices first. Matt? Maybe a second vote.
Yeah, Matt?
Oh, I don't know. There's so many good options.
Brian?
Ales and Spirits.
Ales and Spirits. Well, that's got the dwarf angle, but what about what's coming? What about, you know... What if you guys spirits all die?
Could be spooky.
Frank?
5 feet of fun.
As in, like, the height of a dwarf? I like it. I like it.
As in the height of a dwarf.
That's good. That's kind of like that, actually. Joe?
The ale is nigh.
Oh, that's not bad either. And Niles will help you. Right?
Oh, now that's just sad. That's depressing.
That's better than I doubt.
Why would you go and ruin a good time like that?
Rob?
Day drinking.
Not just for weekends anymore.
Four dwarves and a little cleric. Yeah.
I like Dwarves Against the Storm.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, shot for shot.
You're 2 seconds too late.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.